It's a good time to sow spinach for later this fall and early next spring. Sow seeds in the garden, keep the area moist for a couple weeks. You'll harvest healthy, great-tasting spinach in a month or 6 weeks. It also gives you a head start in the spring. The spinach will overwinter and hit the ground growing in early spring. Sow other salad greens too. They won't overwinter, but they will produce great salads all through the autumn. Plant chrysanthemums for fall flower color. Pick plants that are tight and have lots of branches. More branches means more flowers this autumn. Plant mums in a sunny spot and be sure you know what type of plant you have. Some mums are dainty. Others can get quite big. Fertilize houseplants with a balanced fertilizer. Take them outside for a shower. It's also a good time to transplant pot-bound houseplants into a little bit bigger container. Most houseplants don't like drafts, so keep them away from furnace vents. Fall is for dividing and transplanting. Trees and shrubs planted this time of year do well. Divide and move any overgrown or large perennials. If you have more than you can use, give some away. Move plants with the most roots. New plantings will put down roots and hit the spring growing. Ornamental grasses don't like to be divided in late summer. Divide them in the spring. Cut herbs for drying. Herbs and flower hold the most oils, flavor, and fragrance. Tie the stems and hang them upside down. They can be kitchen ornamentals and essentials throughout the winter. You can't stop the flow of the garden harvest. What a great season to have fresh, homegrown fruits and vegetables. Even if you don't grow it yourself, you can buy produce grown a relatively short distance away. To keep up with the flow, we freeze a lot of the harvest. Canning is the only way to save salsa and marinara for the winter. Watch for bugs in the garden. Tomato hornworms can eat a lot in a day. They are what they eat and tend to be the same color of the vine they are on. Check tomatoes and potatoes carefully. Hand-pick the bugs off the plant. Potato beetles can also be hand-picked. Just knock them off the plants into some soapy water. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.